The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
We're looking at a series, a brand new series of God's Love. We're at part three today on this iconic series about the love of God. Now, let me make this quite clear. It's not about our love for God, because I love the Lord my God with all of my heart and with all of my soul. It's not about that. It's about God's love for us, because, beloved, He first loved us. He first loved us before the world began. Let me read from John, the third chapter, and from verse 16, it says this: "For God loved the world so much that He gave His one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life." God sent His Son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through Him. You've heard that, I know, many times. Many, many times have you heard that particular verse. It's like you've heard the verse, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." There are so many iconic verses, verses that are quoted a lot. And this is one of them. But the wonderful thing about it is, every time you look at it, you'll get something new from it. For God loved the world so much. Think about that. Think about how much God was loving the world. Because He had created the world, we know this. He had created the world in 6 days, and on the seventh day He rested. And then He watched as what He had created was beginning to become destroyed and corrupted. And evil crept into the world. And so therefore, God Almighty, in His planning, must have figured, well, I've got to do something. If I don't do something, the world is gone and it is lost. You see, the Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death, and that's how it was. That is what God had said. The wages of sin is death, and therefore we had no chance, no chance at all, until our Lord Jesus came into this world and became the conduit that joined man and God together. He was the one that made it possible. And that is what this verse is all about. God so loved the world. He loved it so much that He gave His one and only Son. Jesus was His one and only Son. Yet when God gave the world Jesus, He knew what Jesus was going to have to go through. As Jesus was in the garden before He was crucified, He said, "Take away this cup of poison. I don't want to drink it." And then He said, "Not my will, but your will be done." The Bible tells us that the Lord God Almighty turned His face away when He saw the anguish of His Son, when He saw the pain that His Son was going through. And Jesus had to go through that pain so that He could become the perfect, spotless bride. The perfect, spotless sacrifice. He had to become that sacrifice. He had no choice. And beloved, let me tell you this. If you had been the only person in this world, if you had been alone in this world and the only person here, Jesus would have done the same thing just to save you. That is how much God loves you. That is how much He loves and adores you, beloved. That much. that he would sacrifice his own son on the cross at Calvary. He loves you so much that the nails that pierced Jesus' hands shed that blood that sets you free. The spear that pierced his side shed that blood that sets you free. The crown of thorns that was thrust upon his head, it shed the blood that sets you free. How his feet were pierced with those huge nails, driven in such pain and suffering. That blood was shed for you at the cross at Calvary. It was shed for you so that you, when you have committed sin, when you have done wrong, could turn to Almighty God and say, through Jesus, I pray, you forgive me. For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone, look at that word there, not anyone, but everyone who believes in him would not perish, but have eternal life. Do you understand what that means? It means that forever and ever and ever, because you believe and have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will have eternal life. You will never die. You will pass from this life into the next life without going through that transition of death. You will become whole and you will have eternal life forever and ever and ever. And you will abide with Almighty God. You will abide with Jesus. You will be in glory and you will be able to worship to your heart's content and bow down and worship him who first loved you. Verse 17 says, God sent his Son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. Jesus didn't come to judge you. He came to save you. He came to stop your suffering. He came to give you eternal life. He came because he first loved you. God loves you so much, beloved, that he sent his Son for you. Is this not moving your heart? I'm going to do something that I don't usually do, and it's this. I'm going to ask us, you and I, to recommit our hearts and lives to Almighty God through Jesus Christ. And if you've never done it before, here is your time to do it now. And if you have, then renew the love you have for God so that he can love you even more, I believe. Say these words after me. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry for the things I've done wrong. I ask you now in Jesus' name to forgive me and to make me brand new. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and I promise you, I will follow you for the rest of my life. Lord Jesus, today, I give you my life forever. And I ask you in the name of Jesus, that you would be in control of my life. In the name of Jesus our Lord, amen and amen.